News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I'd love to know what people think.
17 minutes past seven on News Talk Breakfast. Councillors in County Louth have voted to dezone residential land near Dundalk, potentially halting the development of hundreds of new homes. This is despite the planning regulator formally recommending against the dezoning. We're joined by local councillor, Fianna Fáil councillor Shane McGuinness. Now, Shane, you supported this decision to dezone. Why dezone land at a time when people are badly in need of housing?
Hey, thanks, Shane, for having me on. Yes, well, I suppose you're using the word dezone. It was more rezone. We rezoned it back to strategic reserve. Now that has to be adopted into the county development plan, which hasn't just happened just yet, but it will be for, within the next few weeks. But I think the big picture here is the root cause of why we felt that it needed to happen. I mean, one of the problems we have is we have a site that's, I suppose, it's right on a National Heritage area, which is Dundalk Bay. Especially next to it is a special area conservation and a special protected area, within the National Heritage. So that is firstly an issue, which we have, raised. But I think the infrastructural deficit within an area like Blackrock is the main fundamental problem. And
what is the infrastructure deficit? It's a part of the world I know very well. I'm from Blackrock. There are two schools there. There are two primary schools. There's multiple schools in Dundalk with buses going in every morning. So I'm not sure it's schooling. What is the infrastructure deficit?
Okay, well, at the minute, we have two wastewater treatment plants, one on the Point Road and one in Cockle Hill. They're at capacity. Irish Water have admitted and have written and said they're at capacity, and there's no more capacity at present. So if I give you an example, Shane...
Just to clarify, and I absolutely accept the point, there was an issue in relation. Did Irish Water not come out and clarify and say, actually, we can cope with this?
They said they may. In their written statements, they said they may be able to allow a certain number, a certain 200 units. They may. Everything's about, there's nothing actually set in stone. So if I give you an example of two sites in the middle of Dundalk, Cox's Domain and Mahevany Moor, which have roughly the same amount of houses as what's planned for this Blackrock site, but three times the size and area. So if you take Cox's Domain with around 650 or 700 houses, you have multiple entrances in, multiple entrances out. You have a community centre, a church, a primary school, shops, football pitches. You have all that in one site in Dundalk, and the similar in Mahevany Moor. Similar amount of houses on three times the size of the area, yet you have all them facilities.
Is that not available, Shane, in Blackrock, which would be, a mile away from those houses?
All them areas are all filled to capacity. There's no creche facilities available. We have no numbers available now in our schools. Excuse me, in Blackrock and Haggardstown, they're at capacity. We have one community centre that was built in 1977 in Blackrock, and that's the same community centre that's there 50 years later. We have one soccer pitch that the club's using, and yet we've nearly 15,000 people living within the community. So I think that's the real problem. I think that what we need to do as a society is we need to ring fence levies that builders are paying towards county councils, and possibly 25-30% of them levies.
Okay.
Because if I was to...
That's a reasonable point. Because we're slightly pressed for time. Just in conclusion, are you saying that you would be willing to look at this again if that infrastructure deficit was addressed?
Well, I think we need to look at low-density housing and high-density housing. And what we have at the minute in County Louth is only high-density housing of 16 to 18 units an acre. What I'm saying in an area like Blackrock, where there is a pattern of planning there, we should only have low-density housing in an area like that. So we have an opportunity now as councillors. We're now looking at the county development plan. We're looking at, hopefully, what I would like to see is us bringing in a low-density housing for suburban areas like Blackrock and Haggardstown and outside Dundalk,
right,
and then put the high density into the middle of Dundalk where you have the infrastructure, and especially looking at a secondary school on the south side of Dundalk, so okay, that would produce maybe 1,000 cars going in and out of Dundalk to the town centre every
all
day.
All right, I suspect this isn't the last we will we'll discuss in relation to this particular development, but thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Fianna Fáil Councillor Shane McGuinness there.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.